Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant gathering of national security advisors from the BRICS nations is taking place in New Delhi, chaired by India's NSA Ajit Doval, and this meeting is a crucial part of India's 2026 BRICS chairship. First, let's understand the context of this meeting. The BRICS National Security Advisors meeting is being hosted by India on June 22 to 23, 2026. What makes this significant is that the theme of the meeting is non-traditional security challenges confronting the world today. This is an important area of discussion as non-traditional security challenges have become increasingly prominent in recent years. The meeting will review joint working groups on counter-terrorism and ICT emerging technology security, which are critical areas of cooperation among the BRICS nations. It is worth noting that China will be represented by its foreign minister, who also functions as its NSA, and a bilateral meeting between Doval and Wang is expected. Remember this number, India holds the BRICS chairship for the fourth time, having previously held it in 2012, 2016, and 2021. This is a significant responsibility, as the chairship provides an opportunity for India to shape the agenda of the BRICS grouping. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This meeting tests your knowledge of BRICS membership, which now has 11 members, including Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and 6 new members, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. It also requires an understanding of India's chairship themes and plurilateral security diplomacy, which falls under GS2 International Relations. Note this carefully, India's 2026 BRICS theme is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation, and Sustainability. This theme reflects the priorities of the BRICS grouping and provides a framework for cooperation among the member nations. Now let us turn to another important development. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has begun a 4-day visit to Mongolia and South Korea, which will take place from June 22 to 25, 2026. In Mongolia, he will meet with the leadership and Foreign Minister B. Batsetsig, while in South Korea, he will meet with ROK Foreign Minister Cho Hyun and deliver a keynote at the Jeju Forum for Peace and Prosperity. What makes this visit significant is that the focus areas include semiconductors, AI, critical minerals, supply chain resilience, and a review of the India-Korea CEPA, which has been in force since 2010. This visit reflects India's efforts to strengthen its economic and strategic ties with Mongolia and South Korea. And here is something that surprises many students: Mongolia is described as India's spiritual or third neighbor, owing to shared Buddhist heritage. This unique relationship provides a foundation for cooperation between the two nations. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This visit is relevant to your understanding of the Act East Policy, Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, and India's third neighbor, diplomacy with Mongolia. Moving on to another important development, Tushar Mehta has been reappointed Solicitor General of India for 3 years, effective 1st July 2026. 5 additional Solicitors General for the Supreme Court were also reappointed. Crucially, Mehta has been SG since 10th October 2018, and law officers are appointed by the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet, ACC. It is worth noting that the SG and ASGs are statutory law officers, not constitutional posts. Remember this distinction: only the Attorney General for India under Article 76 is a constitutional law officer. This is an important distinction, as it highlights the role of the Attorney General in the Indian legal system. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This reappointment tests your understanding of the distinction between constitutional and statutory law officers, which is a classic prelims distinction. Now let us turn to another development in the field of energy. The reactor pressure vessel, RPV, was installed at Kudankulam Unit 5 in Tamil Nadu by NPCIL in June 2026. This is a significant milestone in the development of India's nuclear energy sector. What makes this significant is that the installation followed ARB clearance for major equipment erection, and the full Kudankulam site has a potential of 6,000 MW across 6 units. This reflects India's efforts to expand its nuclear energy capacity. Note this carefully, Kudankulam uses Russian VVER-1000 reactors, which are a type of pressurized water reactor. This is an important detail, as it highlights the technology used in India's nuclear power plants. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your understanding of India-Russia Civil Nuclear Cooperation, VVER technology, and the NPCIL-ARB operator-regulator split, which falls under GS3. Now let us turn to another important development. The centre has notified a national policy for students affected by the cancellation of CBSE Class 12 examinations in the Gulf. This policy was notified by the Union Government in response to the 2026 Gulf crisis, which forced the cancellation of CBSE Class 12 board exams for private candidates in the region. What makes this significant is that the matter is before the Supreme Court, and the policy aims to provide relief to students who were affected by the cancellation of the exams. It is worth noting that the CBSE is a national board under the Ministry of Education, conducting exams in India and abroad. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This policy is relevant to your understanding of the right to education, the role of the executive during emergencies abroad, and diaspora welfare, which falls under GS2. Now let us turn to another development in the field of science and technology. INST Mohali has developed a iBDM electrolyte additive for aqueous zinc-ion batteries, AZIBs, which was reported in mid-June 2026. This is a significant breakthrough, as it has the potential to improve the performance of zinc-ion batteries. What makes this significant is that the additive suppresses hydrogen evolution, corrosion, and zinc dendrites, and symmetric Zn cells lasted over 1,400 hours. This reflects the potential of zinc-ion batteries as an alternative to traditional lithium-ion batteries. Note this carefully, INST Mohali is an autonomous institute under the Department of Science and Technology, DST. This is an important detail, as it highlights the role of INST Mohali in India's scientific research ecosystem. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your understanding of grid-scale energy storage, alternatives to lithium-ion, and indigenous materials science, which falls under GS3. Now let us turn to another development in the field of energy. India has climbed to 70th in the World Economic Forum's Energy Transition Index, ETI, 2026. This is a significant improvement, as it reflects India's efforts to transition to a more sustainable energy system. What makes this significant is that India's score is 54.9, up to places among the strongest improvers, and the ETI weights system performance 60% and transition readiness 40%. This highlights India's progress in terms of energy transition. Note this carefully, India's renewable energy jobs stand at around 1.3 million, and the country has set a target of 500 gigawatts non-fossil fuel capacity by 2030 and net zero by 2070. These are important targets, as they reflect India's commitment to reducing its carbon footprint. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your understanding of energy security, equity, and sustainability trilemma, which falls under GS3. Now let us turn to another development in the field of space. The India-France Trishna satellite was confirmed for a 2027 launch following PM Modi's announcement on June 18 to 19, 2026. This is a significant development as it reflects the cooperation between India and France in the field of space. What makes this significant is that Trishna is a joint ISRO-CNES thermal infrared Earth observation satellite with approximately 57 meters resolution and a roughly 3-day revisit cycle. This highlights the potential of the satellite to provide high-resolution imagery for various applications. Note this carefully, ISRO provides the platform and Veneer SWA instruments, while CNES provides the thermal infrared instrument. This is an important detail, as it highlights the cooperation between the two space agencies. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your understanding of India-France space cooperation and Earth observation for food and water security, which falls under GS3. Now let us turn to another development in the field of education. The Parliamentary Standing Committee on Education has tabled its 379 to 381st reports, which were presented on 17 June 2026. This is a significant development, as it highlights the committee's findings on various aspects of education. What makes this significant is that education spending is stuck at 4.12% of GDP, below the NEP 6% target, and the committee criticized the QET MCQ-only format for humanities. This reflects the challenges facing India's education sector. Note this carefully, the committee also flagged inadequate Anganwadi cum creche daycare, which is an important issue in the context of early childhood education. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your understanding of parliamentary oversight via Standing Committees, NEP 2020 targets, and the QET-UG conducted by NTA, which falls under GS2. Now let us turn to another important development. 22 June marks the anniversary of the Chapekar brothers' assassination of British officials in Pune in 1897, regarded as an early act of revolutionary nationalism. This is a significant event, as it highlights the role of the Chapekar brothers in India's freedom struggle. What makes this significant is that Damodar and Balkrishna Chapekar shot Pune Plague Committee Chief W.C. Rand and Lieutenant Ayst on 22 June 1897, during Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee. This was a bold act of defiance against British rule. Note this carefully. Damodar Hari Chapekar was hanged on 18 April 1898, the first revolutionary so executed, and the brothers were inspired by Tilak's Kesari writings. This is an important detail, as it highlights the influence of Tilak's writings on the Chapekar brothers. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your understanding of the roots of revolutionary nationalism, coercive colonial plague administration, and the 1897 Tilak sedition trial, which falls under GS1. Now let us turn to another important development. 22 June 2026 marks 85 years since Operation Barbarossa, Nazi Germany's 1941 invasion of the USSR. This is a significant event, as it marked a major turning point in World War II. What makes this significant is that Operation Barbarossa was launched on 22 June 1941, with around 3.8 million Axis troops along a roughly 2,900 kilometers front, and it opened the Eastern Front of World War II. This was a massive military operation that had far-reaching consequences. Note this carefully, Operation Barbarossa remains the largest land military operation ever mounted, and it brought the USSR into the Allied camp. This is an important detail, as it highlights the significance of the operation in the context of World War II. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your understanding of world history, specifically the turning points of WWII and the alignment of the Grand Alliance, which falls under GS1. Now let us turn to another development in the field of sports. South Africa beat India by 6 wickets at Old Trafford, Manchester on 21st June 2026 in the Women's T20 World Cup. This is a significant development as it highlights the competitive nature of women's cricket. What makes this significant is that India posted 158/7 and South Africa chased 159 in 19.1 overs, with Marison Kapp scoring 81 not out and Sri Chetni taking 324s. This was a closely contested match that showcased the skills of the players. Note this carefully, the match marked Harmanpreet Kaur's 200th T20I, which is a significant milestone in her career. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your understanding of sports current affairs for prelims and interview general awareness. Now let us turn to another development in the field of sports. Vaibhav Suryavanshi set the fastest list A50 off 11 balls on 21st June 2026. This is a significant achievement as it highlights his batting skills. What makes this significant is that he scored 94 off 29 balls and India made 377/9 and beat Sri Lanka A by 66 runs in the tri-series final at Dambala. This was an impressive performance that showcased his abilities. Note this carefully, List A is the limited overs equivalent of first-class cricket, and this achievement is a notable one in the context of Indian cricket. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your understanding of sports awards and records in news. Now let us turn to another development in the field of economy. CPI inflation rose to around 3.93% in May 2026, while the RBI held the repo rate at 5.25%. This is a significant development as it highlights the state of the Indian economy. What makes this significant is that CPI rose from 3.48% in April to about 3.93% in May 2026 within the RBI band, and the RBI held the repo rate at 5.25% for a third consecutive meeting with a neutral stance. This reflects the RBI's efforts to manage inflation and support economic growth. Note this carefully. CPI is compiled by MoSPI NSO, and the repo rate is set by the Monetary Policy Committee, which has a flexible inflation target of 4% within a 2-6% band. These are important details as they highlight the role of the RBI in managing the economy. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your understanding of inflation targeting, the RBI's 4% plus 2% band, and monetary policy transmission, which falls under GS3. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine generates a thrust of 200 kN. The India-Korea CEPA has been in force since 2010. Only the Attorney General, that is the first law officer of the country, is a constitutional law officer, while the Solicitor General and ASGs are statutory. Kudankulam uses Russian VVER-1000 reactors and the full site potential is 6000 MV across 6 units. INST Mohali is an autonomous institute under the Department of Science and Technology. The WEF Energy Transition Index weights system performance 60% and transition readiness 40%. Trishna is an ISRO CNES Thermal Infrared Earth Observation Mission set for 2027. India's education spending is stuck at 4.12% of GDP against the NEP 6% target. Operation Barbarossa, that is the largest land invasion in history, was launched on 22 June 1941. The RBI's flexible inflation target is 4% within a 2-6% band. These are all important facts and numbers that you should remember for your UPSC preparation. In conclusion, These developments highlight the significance of current events in various fields, from international relations to sports, and their relevance to your UPSC preparation. Remember to stay updated on these developments and analyze their implications for your exam preparation.